So now we talk about creating CDN for custom region links. I would tell you a bit of history about CDNs of Azure. Basically, back in 2015, CDNs were updated with one more feature where user can specify a custom origin. Earlier on, the Azure services could be linked to the CDN, but now any website can be linked to it using the service, which is, I would say, an a longer and amazing opportunity for the developers. So when you create a CDN service, so if for that I have just go to new, go to CDN and click create. So here it asks me of the origin type. So I have the web applications here, storage account, and have the custom regions here. So here what I would do is that I would simply just go to custom regions, and I have to give my custom regions URL. For example, if I'm already having a blob here or maybe a storage account that I just want to just put in here, I can just put in here, and this is how I would just create a CDN endpoint with using custom region. And for example, if I just go to the web application, so I can simply target the web application and create a CDN for that as well. There is a lot of websites that I have already developed, and I can use those applications and as well to create a CDN. For example, if I just use this might be something that I've recently developed. So this one, and I would simply click on create. And what create would does is that it would simply create the, I would say, the CDN endpoint for me. And I would be able to just manage a CDN for the web application. But similarly, it works for the storage account, the web application, and also for the custom regions.